Here comes another episode of the Open Science Barcamp 2019. With me is Peter Kraker. Peter, I think everybody knows you still. Maybe you can give a very short introduction of yourself.
Yes, thank you very much. So I'm the chairman and founder of Open Knowledge Maps, which is a visual interface to scientific knowledge.
And I have to thank you also for having this great session that we just had. Maybe you can quickly describe what did we do here?
Yeah, basically, we talked about feelings. I proposed this session to reflect upon our stance and our feelings as an open science community and as a way to exchange on a human level of how we're all doing in this very dynamic, very exciting, but sometimes also very frustrating environment.
And you started making this a very safe place. This is why if you listeners now try to look in the pad, what did they do there? You will not find very much, because we decided from the beginning on, based on your suggestion, that we keep it a safe place, that this becomes very personal and give people the chance to be actually very personal. And I think this worked out very nicely. And I think most of them, or everybody, gained a lot, actually. I'm pretty sure everybody gained. So maybe what were the outcomes, if you can bring to an abstract level without being too personal? What would you say?
Yeah, sure. I think that creating a safe space for a session like this is really the only way it can succeed, because then people can be honest without being then criticized on something that they said, maybe on record. So I think on a meta level or on a higher level, one of the outcomes was that you really need a good support group when you're doing open science, but that also people within open science are very supportive, and that there is this community that you can fall back on when you're being criticized or attacked or you're struggling with an aspect of it.
Mm. Yeah, maybe you can even mention some of the frustrations are clearly, right? If you are kind of feel like an ambassador or that you like to push open science, that not everybody will be happy about this or accepting this. So you will have barriers, you will have frustration, you will not push it as quickly as you wanted. And this, well, causes frustration. And how to deal with this. And this kind of talking to each other is, as we just experienced, and well, I guess it's clear, but we experienced this year in the small group, was very helpful. So what would be the recommendations? What can we take out of this for others?
So I think that it is helpful to have a format like this at other events where people can express their personal feelings in a safe space. I think that's also what the participants in the end suggested that we should do moving forward. And that this can also strengthen the movement, because we're closer to each other also on this empathetic level.
And I think also one piece that I took out of this, that we should maybe, well, on a personal level, that we should offer this to each other, right? I mean, it's good to have this in these kind of sessions, but it's good to do this also on a personal level, right?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, in a session, a little empathy usually goes a long way, and really understanding other people and offering them support can also maybe help turn someone who is opposed to open science suddenly in favor of open science, just because you took them seriously for the human beings that they are.
And by that, even reduce your own frustrations, because you don't have this barrier or this huge gap, but you feel as a human being communicating with another human being, and you accept each other's opinions that might be maybe even different, but that you are having maybe the same aim. We had one part here was that we have kind of a gap between open and closed science, and that this is maybe not necessarily helpful, that this black and white drawing, that there's a lot of gray zone in between, that we need to accept this, and this might also hamper this. Okay, so I guess we would close it here. Do you have any final thoughts on that?
No, not at this point. I think you summarized it perfectly there.
Okay, then we make a small suggestion. We are running now back to the wrap-up of everything. And thank you so much, Peter, for suggesting this and for your work here. Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you for doing this.